Jay Clayton is the current U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. He authorized last weekend's controversial subpoenas for four New York Times journalists who reported on security concerns over the luxury jet the Qatari government gave to President Trump. Several Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee questioned Clayton about whether the White House or other Trump administration officials pressured him to issue the subpoenas. Colorado's Michael Bennett tried to pin Clayton down.
So I'll ask you again, Mr. Clayton, did you or anybody at the Southern District of New York have conversations with anybody at the White House or the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., before you issued those subpoenas that resulted in New York Times reporters being served process at their homes?
I can say it this way without getting into the investigation. The protocols require consultation with the Department of Justice.
Clayton dodged the question of whether anyone from the White House had directed him to issue the subpoenas. The Committee to Protect Journalists has called the subpoenas a, quote, extraordinary escalation in President Trump's efforts to threaten and intimidate independent news organizations and to have a chilling effect on the work of journalists across the country. Democrats also raised fears that Clayton might succumb to White House pressure to interfere in U.S. elections. Independent Maine Senator Angus King questioned Clayton about his remarks last month on election integrity.
During the interview on CNBC, you said the U.S. is doing an absolutely terrible job on election integrity and the American people are right to question it. What's the basis of that statement? Is there a problem of voter fraud in this country?
I don't think we can say definitively whether there is or is not until we have better processes.
We've had hundreds of analyses. We've had the Heritage Foundation study that found 1,650 cases out of 2 billion votes counted.
I would love for the American people to have incredible confidence in the integrity of our elections.
I would, too, and I would appreciate if this administration would cease undermining that confidence.
During the same CNBC interview, Clayton said that California's voting procedures presented an opportunity for fraud. The former director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said in a letter to Congress last February that Trump personally asked her to be on the premises when FBI agents executed a search warrant on the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Gabbard also said she facilitated what she described as a brief phone call between Trump and FBI agents who ended up seizing hundreds of boxes containing ballots. Georgia Democrat John Ossoff asked Clayton whether he would obey such a presidential order.
If the White House chief of staff or the president asks you to travel somewhere across the United States and oversee the execution of a domestic search warrant on a sensitive election facility, will you do it? Is that appropriate for the Director of National Intelligence?
That's a hypothetical.
Several Democrats tried to get Clayton to admit that Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election, a fact that Trump still denies. Clayton would only say that Biden was certified the winner. John Ossoff had the most confrontational such exchange.
You refuse to answer a basic question about who won a presidential election?
No,
but you asked to lead America's intelligence community? Isn't it humiliating to be unable to answer this question, to have to indulge the president's delusions? We know, you know, everybody in this room knows the truthful answer to that question. Why can you not give it?
I think I gave you the answer.
Clayton did deny that he has spoken with Trump about Thursday's planned primetime presidential address on elections. The address will come as Trump has escalated calls for Republicans to pass restrictive federal rules ahead of the midterms that could disenfranchise millions of voters. The Senate Intelligence Committee is expected to vote next week on Clayton's nomination to be the nation's next Director of National Intelligence. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.